This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I have a message to the sisters, whether you're a mother, whether you're a sister, whether you're a daughter, whatever role you play in life, I want to remind you that Maryam alayhi salam was a single mother. She was a single mother. And I want to remind you that Asiya alayhi salam, she lived with a domestic abusive husband, Fir'aun, meaning these women did not depend on their husbands and their fathers and their brothers spiritually. They did not. They focused on themselves. Maryam alayhi salam, from a very young age, as a teenager, she was dedicated to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asya alayhi salam, as a wife, she was dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why many, many times, I know so many women, and I know so many youth, they think my parents are praying, you know, they'll save me, that's enough, you know. And the sisters think my husband is praying Taraweeh, he's fasting, he's seeking knowledge, and you know, that it's okay if I don't go to Taraweeh, it's okay if I don't read as much Quran, or it's okay if I don't do as much as my husband, because he's enough for you. He's not. They will stand for themselves on the Day of Judgment. You will stand for yourself and your deeds. So Ramadan is that time, and is that perfect time when you, brother and sister, you work for your own iman. You work for your own future. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will take place in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what test will hit you. And you will be alone in that test.